This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tonight's episode of The Grumpy Gaze is dedicated to Harriet, longtime member of the Joy family. We'll miss you, Harriet.
In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the grumpy gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold, or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear.
Good evening, grumpsters. Oh, how I am displeased to announce that your magnificent menage a miserable of misanthropic merriment is finally back to its grumpy best, with, of course, my return.
Oh, Doug, has Helen been away?
I think she might have actually skipped a week.
Did we invite her back? Look, I don't know who's present and who's not these days, so I'm sorry, but I'm going to go back to school for a bit. I'm going to do a bit of a roll call, okay? So, gents, Helen.
Yes, miss.
Knight, Doug.
Yes, miss.
Warren, Matt, good, we're all here. And look, I'll be speaking to your mother, gents, about your attendance recently. It's just not acceptable. So, given that our little menage a miserable is back...
Someone did well in French.
Well, yes, you know.
He's quite the linguist.
As my French teacher said, I'm disruptive in two languages. So... As you may not know, like if you've been under a rock or if you're Helen, Kylie this week dropped a single.
She did.
Yes, which, you know, they only happen every couple of years, and that's pretty much a public holiday for most gay men.
So Kylie.
Our Kylie, yes. So, question to you. If your week was a Kylie track, what would it be?
Oh, I know. I think mine's going to be Put Yourself in My Place, because to be fair, I haven't left my place all week. Do you understand?
Do I understand? Yeah, we know what mine is. Slow.
Well, come on, Helen.
Mine is Get Out of My Way.
What a shock. Yeah. What a shock.
Coming up on tonight's show, we have...
Mad, 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 mad world. Penis art.
We have a rapid-fire version of our regular segment, Room 666.
We actually got a couple of new segments tonight. Very exciting. Something new from Doug, you're calling it Q and Gay. Might we be seeing a born again AGM in this new segment?
We might.
And another new segment for this evening, an ode to our Matthew. It's called Calamity of the Week.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this one, but okay.
It was a very necessary inclusion, Matthew, a very necessary inclusion, because some of your travails are very, very, very radio-worthy.
As the grumpsters listening know, we have had a few weeks break, a few weeks away from the mics. How did we spend our time?
Oh, look, I just needed a few weeks to gain some extra weight, and it's been quite productive, to be honest with you, and I've even managed a bit of overtime.
Well, you've heard of chin-ups. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I've actually developed something called the chin hang-up, which is when I'm on the phone and my double chin hangs up the phone. Not only that, I've actually gone one step further and I've been on quite a few Zoom meetings where I'm presenting and I lean forward and my stomach on the mouse has actually logged me out of the meeting halfway through my presentation. And then, do you know what my company does? I get a knock at the door and they've sent me a box of 12 donuts. And I'm thinking, well, you're really not helping this situation.
They want to make the meeting shorter, that's why.
Yeah. All right, before we kick off this week's fun-filled frolic in our very own version of curmudgeonly goodness, we have to introduce our star grumpster of the week, don't we? For the uneducated grumpsters, what or who... exactly is our grumpster of the week?
Helen, I'm very happy to let our listeners know that for correctly identifying our grumpy grab from last week, our grumpster of the week is the very lovely Barry.
Yay!
So we'll huzzah!
We'll be talking more about the grumpy grab a little later on. And of course, Barry will be getting his reward.
Oh, God.
Also, our grumpy game music theme this week. It's Britpop. Now, I don't know if you know this about me, Mrs. Gray, but I lived in London for quite a few years. Drink.
Did you know about this about me as well, Helen? I also lived in London for quite a few years.
Yeah, and there were two big clubs there. There was one called GAY, a lot of pop music going on, and there was one called Pop Stars, which was what they call Britpop, and it was a very certain type of music. Different atmosphere to the two clubs, a lot of beer going on at Britpop, a lot of interesting looks, bowl cut and mullet kind of braided on people's heads, that sort of thing. Anyway, kicking off tonight with one of the classics from the Britpop era, it's Connection by Elastica.
Welcome back. You're with the Grumpy Gays on Joy 94.9. Now, I have a question for the both of you, given that, as we all know, you lived in London.
Drink.
Why and how do you differentiate a club's name to be GAY as opposed to simply gay?
Because it meant good as you.
I know.
Originally.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there was asterisks.
I was going to ask, were there punctuation marks? Did they use the Queen's English?
Yes. It was marketed grammatically correctly. That was fine. You know. Otherwise, can you imagine the queue outside? There'd be a million sort of really OCD gays going up. Excuse me, I think you're fine. That's grammatically incorrect.
I think the asteri, or whatever you might call them, came out eventually.
And pop stars, everybody was too pissed by the time they got there to even know whether there was an asterisk or not.
Absolutely.
Anywho.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. In France, the girls were... All right. Now, Matt and Doug. As you both know, I have recently relocated myself and, of course, my goods and chattels, including D Dizzle, to my new abode.
What's a chattel?
D Dizzle.
Oh.
Like all good lesbians, we have been patiently waiting on the delivery of our mid-century modern furniture, both practical and stylish. However, I thought I should start to investigate making some investments, so to speak, in art.
Right.
Now, as much as I would love to have expansive reserves of disposable moolah to splash around on, say, a framed first edition of a literary masterpiece such as Pride and Prejudice or The Picture of Dorian Gray, ironically enough, a seminal character that I believe you may well model yourself on, Matthew.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. These days I'm starting to look like the portrait in the cupboard more than anything. I think I'm modelling myself off that seminal character, Dorian Gray.
Alas and alack, the coffers are somewhat limited, one might say, and it was at this point of desperation that I was introduced to a modern-day Da Vinci, Monet, or, dare I say it, Picasso.
Huh? Oh. Who?
And I quote, "There are millions of artists in the world, but only one who paints with his penis."
Oh, no.
Okay.
Talk about a catchy tagline. Forget about just do it, think different, or because you're worth it. This modern day Rembrandt should really just go with, "Dips his wick and you get a pick."
Ah, okay.
Now, having found Picasso, I then forwarded to my grumpy gay co-hosts some links about his artwork. Mm. I was seeking your opinion. I was reaching out to my colleagues and seeking your input as to whether I should make such an investment.
Okay, so we've watched the video, right? Now, all I can say is, so you sent it with some little instructions. So there's a link, and then there's another link under that where it says you need to watch the uncensored version. Never say that to me, Helen, because I'm always just going to skip to that one anyway, all right? So I didn't even see the first link. Forget about that. But I've got to say, I don't want to get too visual here. This is radio, right? But brief description. You got this guy, I don't know how old he is, but he's in some weird sort of pink leather Mad Hatter's outfit. But mostly nude. And you can't kind of tell where the leather ends and the skin begins. It's kind of...
It's like the porn version of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. It's just bizarre and just as trippy.
You know, when I watched the video of Picasso in action, I have a little confession to make. I actually wouldn't mind being his palette.
Oh,
what? Are you serious? God, isolation's done bad things for you, mate.
I think I've just vomited a little in my mouth.
He's like Warwick Capper's weird uncle. It's like...
I would have gone with grandfather.
Warwick Capper's pervy uncle. That's what he looks like. What do you find attractive about him, Doug?
Oh, look, I think it was his confidence or maybe his cockiness.
Oh, God. 10 years he's been doing this. And going by the looks of him, I would say that there's not a lot of wood left in the brush. So he says they take, depending on the artwork, from 10 to 15 minutes up to an hour and a half. So, I mean, it's like watching someone wipe their cock on the curtains after sex, you know. Which is never a masterpiece, is it?
I can't say I've ever had that experience. Thank the baby Jeebus.
No.
I got halfway through the video and then realised, oh my God, I've just realised he's doing a portrait of the reporter. Right? This poor woman. But then I'm looking at it and then he shows it. It's actually not too bad, to be honest with you.
It was actually very good.
Yeah, he shows it to the camera, but I'm like, he's really failed to capture the look of abject horror on her face. Although I've got to say, there is one positive. At least by the end of it, it didn't turn out to be Girl with a Pearl Earring.
Oh, no.
So I was thinking, Doug, well, this is, I can't really ask you, Helen, but what would we be able to paint with ours?
Oh, Matt, actually, you know what? You and I, we could create, like, that version of The Last Judgment, you know, where the fingers of God and Adam are almost touching. And now, Helen, if Matt and I agree to set this up, will you take the picture and we can share it with our Instagram followers?
Absolutely not!
Where am I going to find a Mad Hatter, leather Mad Hatter costume at this late stage anyway, Doug?
In your bedroom, probably.
Well, listen, Helen, when you mentioned Picasso, it kind of made me think about one of Australia's most significant art movements, which was called the Heidelberg School. Now, I often ride my bike along the Yarra in the very same area where some of these famous paintings were captured. Now, this may or may not be talking from personal and first-hand experience, but I'm pretty sure lurking in amongst some of those bushes down by the river is a whole new movement of artists painting in a very similar fashion to the way you've been describing.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't be surprised. Look, you know, at least I'd be finally putting mine to some good use these days. Anyway. Okay, so I was thinking about this. Who else is out? You've got Picasso. Mm-hmm. And look, let's face it, I think this guy's clearly an easel short of a portrait. Toulouse-Lautrec, more like Toulouse the plot. So I was thinking Leonardo da Vinci. Jackson Bollocks. Have you seen his blue poles? Well, it is winter.
I think you two actively contribute to the fact that this is a mad, 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 mad world.
And Helen, there is the lesbian version out there. Edvard Munch.
Hey up, this is Liz, and I'm listening to the Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9 in Manchester. Yo, fucking bastard.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.